Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. Yesterday we talked about relying on the Lamb. Today we're going to talk about a complete sacrifice as we continue on talking about the seven aspects of the blood of Jesus. Remember, Revelation 12:11 is our pretext for our lessons, and it talks about overcoming by the word of our testimony through the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And it's in that understanding that we have delved into our study. The most important day in the religious year of the Jewish people was the Day of Atonement, known today as Yom Kippur. On that day alone, the high priest went into the Holy of Holies with the blood of the sacrifices that covered the sins of Israel for one more year. He, the high priest, shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side, and before the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his fingers seven times. Leviticus 16:14, seven times. And we've been talking about the seven different aspects of the blood and what we need to speak and what we need to believe and confess. That one, through the blood of Jesus, I'm redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Two, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Three, through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, he continually cleanses me from all sin. Four, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous. Five, through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God. Six, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And finally, Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. Those are the seven aspects of the blood that we need in our lives as Christian believers and has been made available to us. Here in Leviticus 16:14, seven times it was dipped. These are seven aspects of the blood that we've talked about that helps us to understand what Christ has done for us and how complete the sacrifice was. The blood alone could offer propitiation for the sins of God's people, and it has to be brought into the life of our hearts and lives through the name of Jesus. And in the presence of the Almighty in the Holy of Holies, it was presented in the days of old. I want you to notice in particular that the blood was sprinkled seven times. This frequency was no coincidence, for in the Bible, seven is the number that indicates the work of the Holy Spirit. Seven is also the number of completeness or perfection. This regulation was exactly fulfilled in the way that Jesus shed his blood. His blood was shed precisely seven times before the sacrifice was made complete. There was a perfect work done at the cross through the Lord Jesus Christ. And those seven things we mentioned are exactly what Christ has done for us, and we need to claim them and expect them as we take him and his great salvation gift within our hearts and lives, and understand that through faith in his name, we can be made whole, and that we have forgiveness, we are redeemed, we are cleansed, we are made righteous, we are sanctified, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and there is no place for the Satan to bother or hinder our lives unless we give him opportunity. He might try to do different things, he might cause difficulty, he can distract us, etc. But we are victorious through Christ who is with us, and through the name of Jesus, all things are possible to those who believe. Let us pray. Let's seek the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that your complete work is a part of my heart and life. I understand the work and the efficacious nature of the cross, and you have taken my sins away. Thank you, Lord. I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood of Jesus has done for me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, he has continually cleansed me of all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, amen. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Also, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed and cleansed through the blood of Jesus. And finally, Satan has no place in me, no power over me, because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you so much, God, for your complete sacrifice at the cross and making such a wonderful way for me to come and have a relationship with you and to know you and to be able to be led of the Spirit and to walk in your grace, having your presence, your Spirit to guide me and help complete the character you want me to become within my heart and life. that the righteousness would be in my heart and life, that the joy would be in my life, that the fruits of the Spirit would be abiding, that there's so many things that you make available to me and want me to become and express in my life can be that which takes place if I allow you to develop me, if I allow you to minister through me. Lord, for you provide all things that pertains to life and godliness. And I pray, God, your love to flow through me today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this time together was a blessing to you and that this word ministered to your heart and life. Always come to be with us if you can each and every day here at the prayer line. We appreciate you and appreciate your prayers and your support and your strength. And we've really come to be thankful to the Lord for what he's done for the ministry and its effect in your hearts and lives. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Hey, God bless you. Have a great Saturday. In Jesus' name, amen.